And with me in the studios this afternoon to talk about Acadiana Word Lab are Jonathan Pinton, writer and editor of Unlikely Stories, an online journal, and Jim Phillips. Jim, I hesitate to even say one word. You're here as a creative person and the next presenter for Acadiana Word Lab, which will be this coming Saturday. So we're here to talk about that series and in particular what you'll be doing this Saturday with your many talents and desire to help other people be creative. Well, Jonathan, let's start off with you about Acadiana Word Lab. It started in the fall.
It started in October, mm-hmm. and it was based upon a workshop that I attended in El Paso called the Tumble Words Workshop, and the idea is that someone comes in and offers a prompt, some kind of prompt, and then you all sit around and write about the prompt, and then you read your writing aloud. It's a drafting workshop. It's not a critique workshop, so you can have experienced writers and inexperienced writers working together, you know, people who are pretty dedicated to the writing craft, or people who of all sorts, you know, just people who want to expand their creativity. Output for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. People who are into some other sorts of art and want to get a little writing in, or just people who have been thinking about becoming a writer, thinking about working on that memoir or whatever, and just want to get a little experience with the written word.
So after you went to this workshop and you were impressed by the structure of it and the prompts, mm-hmm. how did you think about creating a series here in Lafayette? Because it's been fascinating seeing the list of presenters that you've put together. I think you and Jessica started off the series. Mm-hmm. What was your thoughts about how to create this series here in Lafayette?
Well, I guess the thing is, you know, like Leopold said, let a thousand flowers bloom and get a wide variety of different artists of different types who had different approaches to writing, and let people come and experience those different approaches and experiment with different ways of doing things. So that's, you know, Lafayette's very diverse artistically. You've got a bunch of different approaches to literature, a bunch of different approaches to art. And yeah, like any place, you know, once people get a certain aesthetic going, they don't necessarily talk to people of the other aesthetics. And it's like, well, let's do something different every week.
Well, and that's what I have found really interesting about this series. I know some people in our audience may have checked out your online journal, Unlikely Stories, and mm-hmm. you certainly don't stick to one particular genre. You're very inclusive and generous in your sense of the artistic world here in Lafayette and what you're bringing to this series, Acadiana Word Lab. Lots of different types of writers and artists. So mm-hmm. it's been fascinating to see that. So maybe if we could just go through the series and talk about some of the presenters before we talk specifically about what Jim's going to be doing.
Sure. Let's see. We've had a number of presenters. We've had in 2 weeks we'll have Rhonda Dean Robeson from ULL. We've had we've had Claire Martin who wrote Eating the Heart First, her recent poetry book, which has been making a lot of waves. We had Alex Johnson, who ran a wonderful workshop on spoken word, and we had some pretty more traditional poets there. So it was a lot of fun for us to write spoken word, you know, and what we normally do is traditional poetry. Jessica Bordelon came in and did something on spoken word. Martha Reed from the university came in and did a great workshop. Recently we had Lester Tisdale in, and he did some he focused on Ulipo, which is some very experimental stuff, and we did some pretty weird stuff with you know, scratching out words and working with base letters and you could say nonsense poetry, and we did a little nonsense poetry, but really it was wild word play.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry Maguire, I think, also mm-hmm. did
yeah, Jerry
Maguire
workshops. did an early workshop. Great fun. He brought in some of the videos people have made of his poetry. Oh, and we had the most fun exercise. He brought in fortune cookies. Not the cookies, but the fortunes. Some of them were real and some of them were fake, and we wrote based on these fortunes. It was enormously fun and a great starting point.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating series to attend just to experience the presenters that you've scheduled and their approach to sparking creativity. You've been really, really expert at choosing these people.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, really, there there's no reason to turn anyone away. You know, mm-hmm, I approach mm-hmm. people, and often I'm fortunate enough that they say yes. The series is about openness. It's about eclecticism. So the prisoners don't have to be writers, any kind of artists, you know, because a painting can serve as a writing prompt. A music video can serve as a writing prompt. So any kind of artist can run a great writing workshop, so long as they're willing to write there with us.
Mm. And I believe you did the last workshop.
I did.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? What was your creative prompt?
First, I read from Sherwin Anderson's book, Winesburg, Ohio. And then I read a creative nonfiction piece of my own in which I was directly describing one of my own experiences. And I was trying to focus on the diversity of experience in that one. We have – when people put their own experiences to pen and paper – they will unfortunately sometimes try to make them into a Hollywood script. They take their very unique lives and very unique experiences and try to funnel them into the very narrow storytelling parameters that they believe will sell. And that's – well, it's boring. And what I wanted to really focus on was some unusual types of memoir, some completely different approaches to telling your own story, because everyone's story is very unique and is very interesting. And unfortunately, our approach to writing, our approach to believing we can sell something to Hollywood makes our stories less interesting than they can be, I think.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it strikes me, too, as someone who would be nervous going into a class like that mm-hmm. it sounds fun, that you really – it's not something to be afraid of. You're not going to be put on the spot.
Right.
You're not expected to have a finished piece of work, that it really is all about creativity and finding, as you say, prompts mm-hmm. for starting something, whether it be an essay, a poem, a short story, or a painting.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things we do. You know, we want everybody to come, and we want everybody to write if they can. But at the same time, doing a specific exercise, you know, doing exactly what the presenter says, you know, the main approach of an artist, a big thing that an artist does is acknowledge that the art has to lead them sometimes. And, you know, if you're presenting a workshop, then you also have to acknowledge that the people you're presenting to, their art's going to lead them sometimes away from your prompt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this leads us to Jim Phillips, who is going to be doing the workshop this coming Saturday.
Yes.
And they take place from 2 to 4 in the afternoons.
At Cité des Arts.
At Cité des Arts.
109 Vine and Hollywood. I mean,
a place,
Vine Street.
A place you know well, Jim.
Yes.
You do a lot of work there. Describe what you do there.
I am officially the educational director. Mm-hmm. I see my role as trying to bring some of the experience I have in education to the programming. And my wife, Christy, is program director. And so I have an ear. Mm-hmm. But I'm also there just to support an organization like Cité des Arts. Just like I'm here to support an organization like KRVS, like the Word Lab program that Jonathan has going on, I think my approach and sort of what I'm going to be looking at on Saturday is it's about storytelling, that we're telling our story all the time. And sitting here at this table speaking on public radio, we're telling the story about what Lafayette and life here is like, and what our creative lives are, what our wishes for our lives here is mm-hmm. to be involved in activities like this, mm-hmm. and I'm going to read some of my own writing. I do write, and I'm also focusing on just this idea that we're looking for ways to have our story heard by others and responded to. We live in an age where the media is crazy. But at the same time, I think there are ways, just like programs like Word Lab, mm-hmm. for people to connect and to be heard by others, and that then we find ourselves doing things like this, which add quality to our lives.
So storytelling is very important to you. I know that you run a series, a storytelling series at Cité des Arts.
And you
call it the Storytellers. You have an office there. I guess you call it the Storytellers Tinkering Shack. Is that your office?
That's my office.
And what is the name of your series? You call it the
Spinner's Web.
The Spinner's Web, yes.
And I have some very wonderful storytellers involved. I have Dr. Barry Onsley and Mitchell Reed, wherever you are out there, Mitch. One of my favorite storytellers, Sally O'Donlan, Bill Matthews, Hoagie Siebert. These are fabulous storytellers. And again, it's about doing the kinds of activities that that I want to be a part of my story. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we build community through storytelling. So part of what I'm trying to do just on a day-to-day basis is to help build the best story about us.
Well, and to make storytelling seem like a very natural part of our lives, I think so many of us think of it as relegated to children. We tell stories to children, or it's part of folklore. You know, you go out and collect older stories, but that actually storytelling among friends, among community, seems less natural and common to us. It sounds like you're trying to reintroduce that back into the community.
Yes, I would say that. I probably can say this on the air, but conversations that I had with one of our city planners is that he had visited a community that had over 100 sort of organized neighborhoods, and each neighborhood sort of had their own story, and that the way their government worked was our elected officials worked with these neighborhood associations, and so you had this diversity and sort of an intimacy between the people that are making decisions and what the people of these neighborhoods want. And I found out that here in Lafayette, we really only have 3 sort of official neighborhoods. And I think it would be really cool because we have such wonderful diversity here. And to sort of help collect the stories of who we are now and who we were, where we've come from, and where we're going. And it just seems more vital to me that way, that people – we sort of know who our neighbors are. Doesn't mean that we have to be alike. It just means that we know more who our neighbors are when we know their story and they know ours. So
you set yourself the mission of mapping out the stories of our community.
That's part one of them, yes.
Well, if you have just tuned in, my guests are Jonathan Penton, who is a writer and editor of the online journal Unlikely Stories, also co-founder of Acadiana Word Lab, which is a series. Doesn't take place exactly monthly. Is it weekly?
It's weekly. It's almost weekly. Every Saturday. Okay. We took 2 weeks off for the Christmas season, but now we're back to every week.
All right, every week. It's a writing workshop, a drafting workshop, as Jonathan says. Mm-hmm. There's a different writer, a different creative person there each Saturday. It's free and open to everyone. You don't have to be don't have a goal of wanting to be a writer. You can just be someone who wants to write, and perhaps as something that supports another artistic endeavor that you do as well. So, Jim, you're going to be the leader of the workshop on Saturday.
Yes,
from 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. You mentioned you'll have some of your own stories there. Mm-hmm. Maybe give a little peek about what from a particular part of your life.
There's going to be some fiction, and then there's going to be some a real story from my life. And when we're doing – I love this workshop because it's not about critique. It's not about someone telling you how you would do what you do better. It's just the freedom to draft, to do it, to create something and to share. But for me, it's also about meeting – other people at all different levels. There's not like it has to be people that want to be writers in some way, but it's an experience. It's a happening.
Mm-hmm. So describe for those people who are sitting out there, as we mentioned, we were talking earlier, many of our audience members may be thinking, you know, I've made a New Year's resolution to mm-hmm. be more creative, maybe mm-hmm. to write, and they're thinking this would be a really good idea, but I'm really nervous and I don't know what's going to go on. So describe what's going to be expected
of
people.
Okay, well, I will share mm-hmm. my own New Year's resolution, which, by the way, has been the same resolution for at least 30 years. It is to have more fun in the new year than I had last year. And that is a goal for this workshop, is that it'll be fun and non-threatening, and that I'm going to meet some new friends mm-hmm. or have some fun with old friends.
Mm-hmm. Should people bring a notebook? What should they bring with them?
Pen and paper, certainly, or pencil and paper. That's all you really need. We do pass a hat around, of course, and half of it goes to the presenter and half of it goes to Sate, but it is a free workshop and open to the public. Pen and paper are all you really need. And, you know, the way the thing is structured, because we have we focus on a prompt, we focus on rough drafts, and then we read our rough drafts. The way it's structured, it's really easy for experienced writers and inexperienced writers to sit at the table together. That's a real problem with critique groups. Everybody's not got to be not only at the same level of competency, but they've got to be more or less interested in the same thing. None of that happens at Acadiana Word Lab. It's rough drafts. You know, you can write a memoir and be sitting next to a poet, and someone else can be doing something completely abstract. And it works because it really is just about sharing rough drafts. If it's not polished, good. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be your first crack at the subject matter.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, either novice or experienced writer, it really doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
And I could see both where this would be non-threatening to a novice, but at the same time, very, very helpful to mm-hmm. someone who has been writing a long time but needs a prompt, mm-hmm. needs a different perspective. And certainly that would be coming from someone with your experience and background.
I'm hoping to prompt people into being very creative in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to bring any ideas. We'll just see what comes out of the that time together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That prompt
and I'll be. I'm looking forward as much to hearing what other people create as much as, you know, saying something.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a drafting. Jim will be reading these stories, telling mm-hmm. his stories, and then people will have a period of time to write.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll all sit and write together based mm-hmm. on you know, what Jim said. The idea is to use Jim's words as a launching point to get your own creativity going in whatever direction it chooses to go, and then we all sit around and read what we've written.
All right. And then I'm sure there's just an amazing amount of networking that goes on there, people that you've never met before who either spark your own curiosity or perhaps I'm sure some little writers groups have formed out of these workshops.
Oh, sure. It's hugely important to me to be able to associate with people who are doing something very different mm-hmm. than what I'm doing. You know, there's not always the opportunity with art events to go out and experience something and sit with someone who's doing something in a completely different direction. And that to me is very rewarding.
Right.
And that's why I structured it this way, because mm-hmm. I personally found this rewarding and I said, hey, maybe other people will like it too.
It's kind of like a literary jam session.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's easier to meet musicians around here because there's so many jam sessions
sure.
and you can just go and sit down and meet. It's harder to meet writers.
Yeah, yeah, but that's great. Yeah, literary jam.
Okay.
And you feel comfortable. You can just sit back a little bit in a music jam and, mm-hmm. and experiment. And this is the same thing. You have the freedom to experiment without having to have some sort of finished product.
That's right. Absolutely. You're not going to be called out and responsible for a finished story.
Not at all.
Yeah. We are talking about Acadiana Word Lab. It is a series that my guest Jonathan Pinton co-founded. It started in the fall. It's weekly at Cité des Arts from 2 to 4 on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Each week there is a new presenter. This week it is Jim Phillips, who is the education director at Cité des Arts and founder of the Spinner's Web, which is a storytelling series that happens over there, which he creates from his storyteller's tinkering shack at Cité des Arts. It's a great name for that. Some people are probably wondering if there's a place they can go to find out the schedule of presenters and more about the series.
Absolutely. It's acadianawordlab.org.
All right. Website, and then do you have a Facebook presence also?
We do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Acadiana Word Lab on Facebook, you know, on facebook.com/Acadiana Word Lab, something like that. But if you search us on Facebook or just on the web itself, acadianawordlab.org.
It all seems to come to one. It's when you're searching right. for something, it's all there. Acadiana Word Lab, again, my guest, Jonathan Pinton, began the series. Jim Phillips, who is with Cité des Arts, will be presenting and leading the workshop this Saturday. Free and open to everyone, no matter your skill level. No matter what kind of art you do, whether it is writing or you're another kind of artist and would like to add this to your creative palette, I guess. Well, thank you both for coming by on this rainy day, taking time to tell us more about it. And we look forward to hearing about the series continuing on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.